Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Gimel 17:3. We're continuing to discuss the basic point of Kli Shemelach Le'Isser is permitted to be moved on Shabbos. This Mishnah is addressing something which is probably of great interest to you if you're familiar with the Lachos of Tum and Tahar, and otherwise not so interesting. What we're talking about here is the question about a simple reed, like a rattan stick. Think of a piece of bamboo. So normally we said that if something is not a kli and not food, so then it's intrinsically muktzah, it's muktzah machmas gufo, and can't be moved. Even tzorach gufo mkomo, even if you needed to use it for something, you couldn't move it. In other words, the rule is, if you need a rock to open a nut, you may not pick up that rock to crack the nut, because it's muktzah machmas gufo. In contrast, we said before, the hammer to open the nut would be okay. So the question is, if you have a reed, like a cane, like a bamboo stick. So the question is, are the halachas the same regarding what defines it as a kli for tum and tahara as the halachas that required as a defined as a kli for hilchos Shabbos? So in the world of tum and tahara, the general rule is that for something to be makabel tuma, susceptible to becoming tame, it needs to have there are seven industrial materials that kelim can be made out of. If it's not made of those industrial materials, then it's not makabel tuma. One of those seven, and there's an eighth midorabanan of glass, but of the seven midoraisa, one of them is called eitz. Eitz literally means wood, but it refers to anything that grows in the ground. So if something like a reed or a leaf or a flower or whatever grows from the ground, so if it's fashioned into a utensil, a kli, it can be makabel tuma. Now, one of the important requirements for a wooden utensil to be makabel tuma is not just that it's functional, but that it has a base kibul, it has a receptacle. If it lacks a receptacle to hold something, even though it's useful as a specific utensil, it still is not susceptible to tuma. So, for example, a baseball bat. Baseball bats made out of wood are expensive. They're custom designed. They're very precise instruments, perhaps. And therefore, they're certainly kalim in some sense, but they're not makabel tuma because they haven't got a base kibul, and therefore, as far as the halachos of tuma tahara go, they're not kalim. The question is going to be if we use the same exact criteria when it comes to defining a kli that wouldn't be mukta machmas gufo on Shabbos. So, if you have this like rattan stick, this cane, think again bamboo. So it might be used in the production of olives. And the two possibilities of what we're thinking here, when we refer to the kane shel zeisim, the cane for the olives, either it means something like a dipstick, which you'd use, for checking your oil in your car. Here what happens is when you process olives, so what they would do is they would fill them up into a ma'atan, a container, and let them kind of begin to soften and kind of biodegrade a bit. And once oil starts pooling at the bottom of the ma'atan, so then they would know it's time now to put these olives, they're ready to be pressed to get the oil out. They're softened enough. So you'd use this dipstick, this kane shel zeisim, to check the bottom of the ma'atan. Is there a pool of oil at the bottom? Another pshat is you're using this rattan stick to whack the olives off the trees. And whatever the case, you have this designated utensil called the kane shel zeisim. It's a cane used for your olive production. Therefore, it's a kli in the sense that it does something specific for human use, some sort of artifice, but it may or may not be a kli in the context of being susceptible to tuma, because it would may or may not have a base kibul or receptacle. So our mission is going to say here, the kane shel zeisim, when it comes to this cane that's used in the production of olives, im yesh kesher barosho, if there's like a segment at the top of the bamboo stick where it's open on the top and then closed beneath, so you could fill it with oil and it could, the first notch, the first segment of the cane could hold oil, let's say. So then makabel tuma, then it's considered to be a kli, a utensil, and it's a kli eitz, a wooden utensil, because it grew from the ground, and it has a base kibul or receptacle because it can hold oil on the top there, and therefore it's yes, makabel tuma, it's susceptible to becoming tame. The im lav, if there's no opening at the top, or it's, for that matter, hollow the whole way through, which means that you cannot use this rattan stick, or whatever it is, to hold oil. So then it's not going to base kibble, and it won't be makabel tumen. It won't be considered to be a, it's not considered a kli in the context of tumen tahara. If it's not a kli, the question is now, on Shabbos, is it mukta machmas gufa, automatically mukta, you can never move it no matter what? So it says, v'imlav, if it doesn't have the notch on top, which could hold oil, so no base kibel, ein makabel tuma, it won't be makabel tuma, so in the context of tuman tahara, it's not a kli, but nevertheless, ben kach u ben kach, whether or not it has the base kibel on top, the place to store the oil, etc., nitel b'shabbos, it's considered to be a kli shemalach l'iser, and therefore it could be moved on Shabbos if you have a permitted use, meaning tzorach gufo, or even tzorach makomo, for this kana shel zeisim, this stick that's used for producing your olives.